It was April 1912 when the Titanic sank in the icy waters of the North Atlantic. In the days afterward, the crew of a Canadian ship called the Mackie Bennett had the grim task of recovering bodies of the victims. More than 1,500 passengers perished in the disaster, and just 328 bodies were recovered. One was the body of a baby boy, just over a year old. He was buried in a cemetery in Halifax, Nova Scotia, near the graves of more than 100 other victims. The headstone read, "Unknown Child." Now, 90 years later, researchers have discovered the child's identity. Dr. Ryan Parr of Ontario's Lakehead University, who's an anthropologist, is one of the researchers. He says the boy, now known to be Eino Pannula of Finland, had a powerful effect on the sailors who found him.
This was the fourth body recovered on that morning, and the way the little body floated up, they describe him as a little angel.
Hmm.
And for these sea-hardened veterans, this was rather touching and perhaps brought tears to many an eye, and they made an agreement with the captain right then that if no one claimed this child, then they, the men of the Mackie Bennett, would actually pay for the burial. And that they did in a very grand fashion.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually because of their devotion that we're able to do some of the DNA work, because in the preparation they put a beautiful medallion on the inside of the coffin lid that reads, "Our Babe." And that medallion actually came in contact with one of the wrist bones and took up some of the metal. And because of that, and only because of that, this bone was preserved.
Yeah, tell us a little bit more about how you figured out that this child was part of this Finnish family.
Well, based on the White Star Line passenger records, we know that this child had the possibility of belonging to perhaps six different potential families. And through a lot of genealogical work, we were able to find contemporary relatives that carried the same type of DNA. Because each one of us inherit what's called mitochondrial DNA exclusively from our mother. And that DNA is passed on from mother through daughter to her sons, but sons don't pass it on. And it stays relatively stable.
And you were able to get the DNA of the baby from, you were saying, this medallion. There weren't many remains left in this coffin after the body was exhumed.
Well, there was this small bone, which is a wrist bone.
Mm-hmm.
That weighs about 6 grams, and it was in very poor shape. However, we found three small teeth, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that was left of the child. And we had a local orthodontic surgeon look at it, a Dr. Bruce Pinn, and he said, "Well, you know what? There is dentin or there's pulp in one of these teeth." So we were quite excited about that, because we were actually able to go back now and to compare not only DNA extracted from bone, but from the pulp.
So the preservation of this wrist bone, along with the teeth, helped to identify the DNA of this child and help you make the match with his contemporary relatives.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. And the relatives are living in Finland. And how did they respond when they found out that indeed this child, the unknown child buried in the Halifax Nova Scotia Cemetery, was one of their relatives?
Well, I actually met them this past weekend in Halifax, and it was very touching to see how they felt about it, because this child is a part of their legacy, a part of the past, a part of family lore and history. And if it's your family, you know, you are very interested and you care. So it was very touching for them to be able to identify this child, for him to be given a name, and to reconnect him with the association of his family.
And I understand that the family has decided that the child's remains will stay in the cemetery in Halifax.
That's correct. He's part of Titanic history and is still a monument to all the children and many of the people themselves that were lost and unidentified. So it's still a symbol.
Thanks very much, Dr. Parr.
You're welcome.
Dr. Ryan Parr is an anthropologist at Lakehead University in Ontario. He helped identify the unknown child who lost his life when the Titanic went down. The child was buried in Halifax, Nova Scotia. That child is now known to be Eino Pannula, one of five Finnish brothers who died on the ship along with their mother.